This week's podcast is brought to you by Lifesaver Insurance.
Whether you die on a planet being blown up by the Death Star, die on the Death Star while it's being blown up by a lucky torpedo, or die in a hallway by a giant lightsaber-wielding maniac, it's certain that while living on this galaxy far, far away, you're gonna die. That's why we recommend Lifesaver Insurance.
Helping the loved ones you leave behind so you don't have to come back as a forest ghost. Oh, Jay, I've been so excited to talk to the Knights all week about our three favorite TV shows, man. I'm sick of movies. I just want to talk about TV shows.
You mean like, again?
Again?
Didn't we do that last week?
Oh, man. If only we had, like, a type of trailer so I can remember what we're doing.
Dude, I hate trailers.
Why do you hate trailers, dude?
How would that help? You're an idiot. That wouldn't help at all. That would solve nothing.
Wait, are you saying trailers are useless?
Dude, I'm saying trailers are crap.
Come on now. Trailers give away the funniest parts. They give away the plot. It's everything you need in 2 minutes. Why even watch the movie?
Oh my gosh.
Like, we can just do a trailer of this cast and save these Knights 40 minutes.
There you go. No. Okay, so, you know, you're opening a can of worms for me. You just opened Pandora's box, man, and now you can't close it. Oh. I hate movie trailers, like, so much. Like, I watch a movie trailer, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. And then all of a sudden, they, like, spoil some major plot point, and I'm like, what just happened? Like, I don't know. Did you ever see Batman vs. Superman?
Of course I saw Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, it was the whole movie was the trailer. I was so pissed. And the coolest scenes were in the trailer. And then people do this weird thing. Next time you're in a movie, and there's, like, a funny scene that was in the trailer, everyone's going to do this, like, weird courtesy laugh, and the whole theater's going to do it. And every time they do it, I'm like, you're sheep. You're all just sheep because you won't laugh at the actually funny parts you haven't seen before. But they all laugh at what they already know is coming. They're just waiting for it like morons. Oh, it drives me bananas, dude.
The steam coming out of your head right now is so awesome. I just want you to know that. Like, oh, you're heating up the room.
Oh, dude, no. I totally agree.
The thing is, not only do they believe the trailer, like they laugh at that joke later on, but that gives away the best joke sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Honestly, like Shazam, right? That's coming out, and I cannot get away from, like, even on Instagram posts, I'll see a trailer for Shazam, and I'm like, guys, calm down. You can't escape it, no matter what you do. Like, they did a thing where he's a little premise. He's a child that becomes a full-grown man. What does he do? He goes to a convenience store and buys alcohol. Like, oh, ha. Ha, funny. But why do they need to put that in there?
Yeah.
Let it organically happen. Let me laugh at it. You can give a 20-second trailer that gets the point across.
And, you know, I'm actually excited with Shazam. I'm excited that they didn't show off too much. I have no idea who the villain is. I have no idea, like, too much on how his progression will be. They've done okay. And I'm okay with, like, certain things in trailers, like things that get me amped. A good example, like, so I think the best trailer of the last 20 years was Star Wars The Force Awakens. And I think that...
Wasn't that the super short trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing where it just panned out?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where it was just, because people got so hyped for it.
But it's Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars, you can literally just show the galaxy, and people will lose their mind.
We could have just shown, like, George Lucas sitting on the toilet, like, reading Reader's Digest.
Counting to 10, people will lose their mind.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like,
obviously, from the side, you know, not full on nudity.
I feel like there's a trailer
George Lucas side nudity
that just dropped that's sending you over the top right now.
Is there
something?
There is. No. So all week I've been pissed off, and I've been avoiding the web. I've been avoiding YouTube.
That's impossible.
Well, yeah, no, but I've been. How's this? I've been censoring my YouTube.
Good.
Hardcore. Most good. Most against Spider-Man because I am so pissed that they dropped the Spider-Man trailer.
Why?
Because it takes place after Endgame.
So wait,
why would you show? Why would you even announce that it was a thing? And then they dropped this trailer, and the way they did the trailer, like, from what I've heard, I haven't seen it because I'm really pissed off, like I said.
Let me spell it to you. Spider-Man becomes Spider-the-Man. It's horrible. It's weird. It's weird. It goes really ethnic. It's crazy. It's out of control.
No, it doesn't.
I know.
I thought you were going to say Spider-the-Woman, like, his powers turned him into a girl or something.
That's a whole different conversation.
Maybe I should watch this trailer. This is really
this is
weird.
Interesting.
This is like April Ludgate level weird.
This is the type of trailer I want.
No, so did you watch the trailer?
A little bit. I mean, I like to watch trailers at movie theaters. Yeah. Or if it's like a movie that I'm really excited about, like John Wick, like something I'm really excited about.
And that one was good. Like, I have no idea where that movie's going to go, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, The Last Jedi did that pretty good. I had no idea where the movie was going to go. I hated the movie, but I was still surprised by how it went, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just hate when they reveal. DC is the worst at it. They're such schmucks.
Yeah, DC does it. I mean,
and
honestly,
they don't need to. Batman versus Superman. You could have just shown like a quick clip of Batman riding around in the Batmobile, and that was all you needed to do. People would have been nuts. Dude, they release so much.
look at Marvel though. Like they you couldn't even get away. Do you remember last year we're watching? You tried to like not have any hints about Infinity Wars, and I send you a GIF of Captain America's hair flowing in the glove, and you lose your mind. And I was like, how can you? You can't run away even just for a short GIF.
No,
spoils a lot of the movie. Just like,
yeah, absolutely. Because like, then I knew Thanos was going to show up the whole time
in my head. And that Cap goes battles him. So I know. Yeah. And it made my day. It made my day.
Oh, so Fallout, Mission Impossible Fallout. This was the one movie where I didn't see a single bit. Because every time it would come on, I would literally sprint out of the movie theater. And I would literally jump over like the rails. Because we always pick, you know, like if you ever go to the movie theaters and you need a good seat, trust from a guy who goes like all the time. You want the seats like on like the front row right behind the handicapped people because like they have these big metal bars that you can put your feet up on. Anyway, I jumped over those bars straight up like Spider-Man or like Indiana Jones and sprinted out of the theater. It happened about 4 or 5 times.
Why don't you just close your eyes and plug your ears like a normal person?
I think it'll be worse. Oh, I was so ticked. I would hear Solomon, whatever his name is, you know, the bad guy in Mission Impossible. I'd hear his voice come on.
And that was
and then I would just sprint out of the theater. So, and I would go, no.
So the Spider-Man trailer pretty much gives away most of Avengers. I mean, honestly, just the fact that it's there. Everyone knows it.
Why? Dude, you know what? And here's the thing is I don't understand why studios do this stuff. Because people would be more interested if they didn't announce any more movies. And if they were like, oh, we're going to drop a Spider-Man Coming Home or whatever. What's the name?
Homecoming 2
No, it's like Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
Because the first one's Homecoming. Okay, Far From Home. If they would have just shown it and it was his funeral and Aunt May crying or like a few things like that, dude, that would have messed people up so bad and everyone would have been gunning to go see Infinity Wars to try and figure it out.
Yeah,
it would have been it would have amped it so much more than showing a reveal like, oh, why do I even want to go to Infinity if I know that they're just going to win? I want to be on the edge of my seat. The first Infinity War I enjoyed because I had no idea what was coming.
No idea at all.
No,
Have you ever read a comic book in your life?
No, I thought that the Avengers were going to win, or at least have somewhat of the upper hand. I didn't realize that Thanos was going to be
Biatch slap everyone. You know they're splitting it in 2 movies.
Everyone.
We'll save this more for the Marvel stuff, but the thing is, though, like, even Aquaman, like, they take source material from the comic books. I mean, they're not coming out of thin air. They're not that creative anymore. No. They don't even bother, which is kind of a joke, because they think we're not as smart as they are. Like, I knew the premise of Aquaman just because I already did an animated series of it. So the point is, they don't need to do trailers for stuff, because it's already out there, the content they're going to use.
Yeah, but they shouldn't put out the best jokes or the other things to try and get people in. And the problem is when they don't do that, when you don't drop all this good stuff, people don't go, because we're sheep. Because we need to see the movie before for some stupid reason. It drives me crazy. People won't go see a good movie just based off recommendations.
They won't.
And it drives me insane.
But here's the thing, though. Like, a trailer can be helpful, though. I mean, I had no idea about that Alita movie.
Yeah.
But seeing the trailer of it, I was super intrigued. Because if you just come up and be like, oh, it's like this, it's kind of like Ready Player One.
I'm okay with that trailer.
It's half, because you know, because it gave you a movie that's not well known.
Yeah.
Like if it's a Marvel, something that every single person who has a pulse gets the concept of it, that's fine. But that type of movie, I was like, whoa, I want to see where this goes, how this animation looks. Even if it's not great, I want to check it out. I just want to see how it is visually. Like I loved Ready Player One just because it was different. Like if you do something different, I'm going to check it out. So that trailer helped me get excited for that movie.
Yeah.
So that's the one time I guess a trailer can be helpful.
I like trailers if it takes nothing from the second half of a movie. I don't mind it if it's telling me a little bit about like what the story is and maybe what the problem's going to be, but I don't want to see any fixing the problem. I don't want to see anything like that.
So you just want Apex and below.
Yeah, there are some great movies. Yeah, exactly. The problem with Batman vs. Superman is you see them team up at the end of the trailer and you're like, ah, what the freak? Why would you put that in there?
Just to show that they're friends.
Dude, it drives me crazy.
To show that no matter what, they're going to be friends.
That's such bull, dude. I get so pissed about trailers. And the thing is people always give me this weird look afterwards. They're like, well, I don't see why you're upset. What do you mean you don't see why I'm upset? You just ruined the movie.
Do you think YouTube ruined trailers? Because in the past, I remember going to movies. It was like 5, 6 years ago. The best part of going was to watch the trailers. Just to see what was coming.
I would be so excited.
We didn't have these Marvel, DC, like 9 movie things that arc, like they're 4 chapters in that arcs all together. You know, you were able to be unexpected. Like, oh, there's another one that's coming out. Oh, this is a whole new premise. Like, you're excited to see it. They'll kind of keep the genre. Like, if you're going to a sci-fi movie, they'll show you sci-fi shows. Like, they're not going to show you a rom-com at a Star Wars. I remember even going to everyone running to go to see Batman. the second one, mainly just because there was a Star Wars trailer in it. Like, that was like a thing to go, is just to watch the trailer.
Absolutely.
And that was only like 5-8 years ago.
Yeah.
But now YouTube, I just sit down, oh, boom, I got it. Or, you know, like I said, Instagram, oh, there's a trailer right there.
Yeah.
I think because it's accessible, it doesn't make it as fun.
When I was a kid, I remember I went to, I literally remember this distinctly, like vividly. I remember going to the theaters and after seeing some great trailers and then watching a movie I didn't like, I remember thinking, well, I'm not disappointed because I really enjoyed the trailers. That was a thought. After watching like 2.5 hours of some dumb movie, I was still happy because I liked the 20 minutes of trailers beforehand.
Yeah, and the trailers were, I think because we've seen it already almost, when you get there, you're like, I don't care, I'm going to go later to a movie.
Dude, and even the trailers where people have seen 5 times on YouTube, they show up and watch the trailer again, and everyone starts laughing, and I'm like, jokes aren't funny after the 5th telling.
Guess
why?
What?
Is everyone like,
it's
doing
not
going to
be funny when
thing?
You watch it live either.
Yeah, like, and people laugh.
I guarantee you, when we watch Shazam, because you know we're going to midnight preview that, everyone's going to be laughing when you see Shazam go up to the clerk. Oh, I'd like to buy beer, please. And everyone's going to be like, oh, he's just a kid. He looks like a man. And everyone's just going to laugh.
But they don't just like, I don't mind if it's like a small courtesy chuckle. I do that. But like full on laughing, like it's the funniest joke in the movie.
Or they'll do that thing where they'll hit their buddy like, dude, it's coming. The scene's coming. The scene that we saw already. That's what I think is funny.
Well, someone's listening. They're like, hey, I do that.
And you know what? We love you anyways. And thanks for being
not
a loyal
me.
Knight. Yeah, but you don't love Toy Story. I'm still mad about that.
I'm still mad at you in the movie theater.
I'm still mad that you don't love Toy Story. I'm checking your pulse every day to make sure you're alive.
No, dude.
Sorry. That's still sensitive for
trailers
me.
Trailers are super... trailers for me are really frustrating because after Batman vs. Superman, which I think was the worst trailer I've ever seen, I kind of have just stopped trying to watch trailers, depending on the movie. If I'm really excited about it, I won't watch trailers for it. Infinity Wars, I refuse to watch trailers for. Spider-Man, I won't watch trailers for. Captain Marvel, I did, but that's because it takes place in the 90s. I think that people...
It's like a prequel.
Yeah, why don't people go... This is what bugs me. Why don't people go to a movie if the trailer is intriguing? Why do they have to know everything? Because the movies that know everything, people are more likely to go to. I'm just saying this based on what I've seen over the years, not necessarily based on whatever. Like John Carter, for example. They didn't spend a ton on the trailers or the movies. No, they spent a ton on the movie. They didn't spend a ton on the marketing or the trailer, and they didn't like reveal a lot in the trailer, and no one went.
You think that's what held it back? Not the
I do.
2 hours.
No, I absolutely do.
Not the runtime.
No.
Or the fact because
the movie
that
was great.
I personally love the movie.
Yeah, the movie was great.
I also love Valeria. Like, I have a high tolerance for sci-fi movies. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm different like that.
I've never talked to someone though, and they're like, it wasn't a good movie.
I've talked to a lot of people like, I couldn't finish. It was too long. But yeah,
seriously.
I hated. What's the one with the blue people?
Avatar.
I hated Avatar.
Really?
Yeah, I can't even finish it.
All my cousins wanted to be blue people after
watching
it.
Really? I was just like, this is not genius for me.
For me, the plot was cliche.
Yeah,
like,
it was super
overly cliche.
It's Pocahontas. Wow, thanks for coming in from a foreign land and being over there. I thought it was clever. So, but that movie too, like, it was, I don't think the trailer was too much on it. The hype was big. Is it because the hype took it? Like, what? I had a friend who hated if someone told him the movie was hilarious. It was great.
Yeah.
Because then his expectation is high. He wants to know nothing.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, you've seen it. Cool. Keep it to yourself. Let me watch it, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'd rather that than someone be like, dude, check out this trailer. Like,
yeah.
But that's just me.
I just think that we as a society have a problem. Like, we're more likely to go to movies that have these really long trailers, and that drives me bananas. I don't understand why we have this sheep mentality where we can't
and
go off
what?
A recommendation. We have
and,
to go off.
And they don't try anything bold, dude. Like, Valeria was done by a different studio, and it was really well. Like, they spent money. Like, and it had a lot of misses. I get it. But at the same time, like, I like that they were doing it, but what happened when it failed? People backed down. Now only, like, some studios are going to do the big blockbusters, which sucks because it's the same story. It's nothing different.
I watched Valeria. I was okay with it. They did a really good job on a few things. My problem was the plot had some... They had really bad dialogue, like, to the point where it killed me. The dialogue was really bad.
It's one of those things where they try to rush 3 books into one.
Exactly.
Storyline into one huge exposition dumps
that ruined the movie for me.
It worked on Ready Player One in my book, because, you know, instead of breaking it up into, like, a key of movie altogether... And, I mean, they could have done it, but they're just
turning
away from
it. But they paced that one well,
and
they had stuff that helped with that.
So the trailer on those didn't gave me enough to be like, hey, it gave me the idea of Ready Player One, it's 80s, like 80s, 90s, it's your childhood theme, it's half visual, half real life, So, I mean, I didn't know anything else really about it. I'm one of those sometimes when I'm super lost, I feel dumb and I have to go look it up. And I like doing that. That's on me. I don't like the trailer telling me. Like, if I have a question, Captain Marvel, like, I was really confused. I didn't know too much about her. And then I go and I read how much she's similar to Shazam and how they went back and forth. So that was enough. It gave me enough to make me want to research more, which is what I like.
Well, and I think you can have a great movie. I keep jumping back to Batman vs. Superman. I'm trying to think of another good example. I don't know. I just hate movie trailers that set up some... And here's another annoying thing. Why do movie trailers edit things so it seems like someone's reacting to something else? When Star Wars Episode 3 came out...
That's true.
Darth Vader was, like, being lifted from his vault and everyone was reaching for their lightsabers in, like, different scenes like they were about to attack him and confront him. That's not what was happening in the real movie. I hate that.
I think there was an Avengers one, something where... Iron Man made a joke and it was like a snide to Captain America and Captain America looks at him but he wasn't even in the scene.
Yeah.
Like it's just totally just to get you like, it's like, oh, there's going to be trouble. Oh, there's no trouble.
Yeah. Or people will be saying something to one person but it's really for someone else.
Yeah. But they made it seem like it's so, I mean, so much to them but it has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Or so a good example is in Civil War. I think Iron Man says something like, you just started a war, or there's all this stuff. There's all this dialogue between Captain America and Iron Man that's not actually in the movie. Or they'll take out actual scenes from movies, which I'm actually okay with that. I actually think that's really good. If there's a scene that they made in studio and they put it in the trailer and then it's not in the movie, I'm okay with that.
Because
it doesn't spoil anything.
We'll do a callback to when the psych, when they made a trailer, not even a trailer, they made just a short skit talking about them making the movie.
Yeah.
And all it was Sean and Gus just pretending to get back into character.
Yeah.
That enough got everyone excited.
Yeah.
And that told you nothing about the premise, nothing about the show. I mean, could you imagine just if we see just like Chris Evans just lifting at the gym?
Yeah.
And then maybe just Tony Stark just walks by him, you know, just in the suit. Like, it's not enough to get people hyped.
Yeah. I was actually okay with... So the great thing about Endgame, the Endgame trailer was actually really well done, I thought, because I don't know where it's going. I mean, Tony's lost in space, so that's probably going to be established in the first little bit of the movie. Great. I'm okay with that. And then Captain America's having all this stuff. You know, people are missing. All this stuff is kind of already known. And yet it still gets us hyped. But it's not revealing anything. And so, I love that.
So you watched the trailer to that, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I did. I said I wasn't
going to. Yeah, I was just going to. A, I was going to call you a liar. B, I was going to say, are you promising me now that you're not going to watch the trailer before we talk about it?
I won't watch any more in-game trailers. How's that? I watched the first one because I asked someone, is there anything? I asked them. My dad says he knew this lady who couldn't say asked. She would say, I axed him. Anyway, I asked one of my friends if it revealed anything at all, and he said no, and so then I watched it.
You have a proofreader.
I do.
Proof trailer guy.
Yeah. No, I really do. That was how I know about Spider-Man, is because he told me, and I was like, what? They did what?
Here's what they do.
And so he asked me, he was like, hey, do you know if this is before or after Spider-Man? And he's like, oh, the creators just came out and said it's after. Or if it's after Endgame.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm so irritated.
But here's the thing,
that.
Though. Like,
no, there's no excuse.
But everyone
it's
knows.
It's always the studio.
Everyone knows that they're doing four phases, and this is the end of the phase, and now they're starting back up with the new gen. That's not uncommon knowledge. Unless you don't
know,
touch your phone.
I know, but still. Like,
so you knew that Spider-Man was, after they made it, he's getting a sequel.
Yeah, I know, but they shouldn't have announced it. They shouldn't have announced the trailer.
For 2 years?
The studio always does this crap.
Shouldn't announce the sequel at all?
They shouldn't have announced anything, in my opinion. Dude, people would have been so nuts to see this movie.
If only they're that smart. Are you listening, studio? Be smart.
Oh, well, it's the same thing Star Wars does this crap, where the studio battles with the creators. And it's actually the worst, I think, in DC right now, although they're starting to learn not to. But...
No, the worst was Sony, and then Marvel.
Oh, Sony is so bad, yeah.
I mean, they ruined Fantastic Four, which I didn't think you could.
And it's the studio that does it.
Yeah.
So Star Wars has done it twice. I think Rogue One they did it, and I actually liked Rogue One. And then Solo, which they actually probably should have, because it
was
supposed to be like an Ace Ventura in space.
If you think about it, it was the best one.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
You know, let's talk about Star Wars another time, because they've got a lot of issues, I think, right now. They didn't know. Yeah, let's talk about it later.
As you talk about it now.
I know I'm about to. Don't get me going on this. But trailers, man. Trailers bug me. Really bad. Have you seen that meme where it's like someone waiting for you with a knife? That's me walking into a trailer and the guy with the knife are spoilers.
How about they don't do
blatant
trailers
spoilers.
For a sequel or a trilogy? They only do it if it's new.
I think that you should just show one or two cool scenes. I don't know. Have you seen the new John Wick trailer?
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
You could have honestly shown that trailer and you could have been like, is that one or two?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you want.
And the thing is, they didn't show the full length of the action. They just set up like the premise of this is going to be dope. Like you see dudes with samurais on a motorcycle and then it cuts out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you see dogs running and then it cuts out. They don't actually show it, which I love.
Yeah, but you know he's going to go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't show the premise of, like, why is there an $18 million thing over his head? Bounty. Why is there all this stuff?
Well, it's because he, on the end of the second one, he got that bounty. And no, that guy gave him a head start.
Bounty was only $4
million. Oh, well, I'm sure.
But I think when he got excommunicated, but you don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so that's my point.
That's why we're going to do a John Wick one.
Yeah, put in details to make it a mystery, but don't tell it to us. But we as a society want to be told, and I hate that.
Yeah, but you can come across with, if it's a out of the nowhere thing, give people a little taste. If it's something people already know about, just be like, hey, we're announcing it. It's out. Yeah. I feel like they panic, and that's why they release a trailer so soon. They're like, this movie's not going to work. But Marvel shouldn't worry about that. They're Marvel.
No.
People are going to go regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what. But and, some trailers,
imagine
they
the hype. They had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with Infinity Wars where they could have just mind-effed everyone, which they already did, but even more so. If they wouldn't have announced all those other movies coming, dude, could you imagine just like the mind grenade that would have gone off in people's head at the end of Infinity Wars? Like,
well, not only that too, they film both like simultaneously, right? So it's not like the actors go away for 6 months and come back. Like when they usually do those split two, they usually knock it out. So like, easily could have done it, edit it. I mean, they have to release it every year for money reasons. That's how they are. And then been like, oh, hey, here's what we're doing. Like at the after, like the next week after, then be like, here's stage five or the whatever the phase they're doing after this.
Yeah. Have we butchered this trailer? Because we've talked for about 20 minutes. So
I feel like we just gave away the trailer of our trailer. So yeah, we're good.
That made no sense. It's exactly. Like trailer inception.
Dude, I would inshepy your trailer so baddie. I was versing your Star Wars rant.
Dude, I need to move off something else because I, and maybe this isn't what people want to hear. Maybe they don't want to hear me call them sheep because that's what they are.
Well, you're the biggest nerf herder I know.
Yeah.
You're my nerf herder.
Ooh, I like to herd the nerves.
You know that? You don't even know what that's off of.
Yeah, dude, it's off Star Wars. Leia says it to Han.
All right, let's
because she calls him all these insults. Yeah. And then at the end of it, he ignores all the other ones, but he says, who's scruffy looking? That was the only one he heard was the one that was like Bane.
But he's my nerf herder, though. That's what I appreciate about him. So let's move on to stuff that we really do. Like, we're nerds. We like to watch stuff, new stuff, stuff that are old, just exciting stuff. Is there anything that you've just watched on any of the streaming sites that you want to recommend to our nights?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on Amazon Prime, they've announced a few shows, or they have a few shows that I feel like people haven't seen, but they should have. So these are movies when you're streaming and you're like, really, I don't want to watch some Netflix special that sucks.
So are you giving a review, or are you telling them to watch the trailer of it and then watch it?
You know, they can watch the trailer if they want to, but they know how I feel about trailers, so...
So maybe, just take your opinion.
Just take my opinion and run with it. Because I might hunt you down with a knife like the trailers do in my head. Anyway, Orange County on Amazon Prime.
Oh, old school, love it.
Old school. So this is Jack Black. Believe it or not, the main character is Tom Hanks' son.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the guy from Third
Colin
Rock from
Hanks.
The Sun. Yeah, Colin Hanks. Which, if you've seen Jumanji, the guy at the very end in the minivan. Have you seen the new Jumanji?
No.
So the new Jumanji, there's a guy at the very end in a minivan with his family. And that's Colin Hanks.
That's Colin Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks' son. So.
He's adorable.
Yeah, I just blew your mind. Dude, he's so funny in this movie. Oh, this
he's
movie.
The best.
I quote this movie constantly.
The surfer dudes. They're my favorite.
Dude, face the fear. So funny. So
especially at the funeral, and he's like, he died?
Yeah.
This is just so. They're cliche, but it works. That's the weird thing. Like, if you can do cliche right, it's hilarious. Because then you're going to be like, oh, that's offensive, or that's been overdone. But when you do cliche correct, I love it.
And Jack Black plays a character called named Lance. I guess they call him Lance, too. But his name is Lance, and it's the funniest Jack Black character I think I've ever seen.
It's just Jack Black being...
It's like Jack Black Prime. Like, you know how he got kind of a little weird for a little while? He was doing the Polka King and a bunch of other movies where he was trying too hard.
Yeah.
This is like right before School of Rock, and I actually think he peaked in this movie.
School of Rock
so
is
so funny.
But he works well on that ensemble cast, because it's not him.
Yeah.
Like, it's an ensemble.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Oh, and Jack Black's hilarious. He's kind of actually had a rebound with Tropic Thunder, 5 years ago, and then Jumanji just recently, and a few others. He's done really well.
I actually didn't mind that original Goosebumps when they came out like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was my wild card one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
I was like, wow, I'm super glad that I watched this.
Yeah,
see
Goosebumps if you
Not
if you
the
want.
Second one. They just released one, I think, a few months ago. The second one, totally different.
I didn't even.
Yeah. But the very.
The trailer started, and I kind of closed my
eyes.
The
first one, though. Awesome. And it was actually super funny, and it took you back to reading the books. It was really well done. It was a little creepy. I mean, not enough to make you scared, but like enough to be like, okay, I can. I don't feel like I'm an 8-year-old watching the show.
Yeah, it's not something I would watch in theaters more than once. No,
but you're at home. You
so
see
much
it.
Better than a lot of the other crap you find on.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of these Netflix originals I struggle with because I'll be watching it and then all of a sudden randomly they're like, and here's a boob scene, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
Or just unnecessary profanity. Like if you're gonna do it right, but just do it just because you can. I always hated that rule.
Yeah, a good example is the movie Southpaw. Like the profanity in that is very believable, but other movies they're just like ba 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 ba, f bomb,
and it's just
super forced. Yeah, and it just doesn't. It just kind of is cringy. Whereas I watched the movie Southpaw and the F-bombs, I'm like, oh, yeah. And that one's actually on Netflix, so go see that one if you want. There's no nudity in it, just some language. But my next suggestion is actually called The Kings of Summer. This is a funny movie with Nick Offerman in it and his wife. Nick Offerman's wife is in it. So we didn't actually say this, but in Parks and Rec, the librarian Tammy Too is actually Nick Offerman's wife, Ron Swanson's wife in real life.
Will and Grace, high pitch. Like, she's super funny.
Yeah,
like,
they're
honestly, like, if there's a couple I would just want to hang out with, that's them.
So they're in this movie together, but they're not spouses in it.
Okay.
But Nick Offerman's really funny in it.
Oh,
she's funny in it.
Is that the one where
the kids go out and
I remember.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was like an indie classic. Yeah, me and Andy watched it.
Super funny.
Yeah.
Oh, it cracked me up.
Yeah, the kid was like a Boy Scout.
No, he wasn't a Boy Scout. It was just some random kid. He was like, I'm going to go live in the forest.
Okay. And then he just went out.
Yeah, but that's all we're going to say because this is a podcast trailer. All right. And then the final one I have. I have two more. One you have to watch with ads. One you don't. What We Do in the Shadows.
Dude.
Oh my gosh. The funniest. And people haven't seen it. And it's so funny.
Okay. Let's spoil a little bit this one because I do love this one so much. Like they have... Like it's just so random. Like they'll have the scene where they're vampires, okay? And it's a mockumentary about vampires.
Yeah, three vampires are living in a flat in New Zealand.
Yeah, in New Zealand.
An apartment in New Zealand.
And they're just out and about, and they run into werewolves, and they just start like a turf war with these werewolves.
Oh.
And they're like, what? And they're like, got any fleas? And he's like, what'd you say to me? And then they just start going after each other. And then they're like, and then the werewolf starts swearing, and then the guy goes like, hey, we're werewolves, not swearwolves. And they just lose it.
This is another one. It's rated R technically, but there's like two F-bombs
in it. It's New Zealand swearing that just flows.
It doesn't,
like, you can't even pay attention.
Yeah, you don't even feel bad about it.
And then one of them dates his girlfriend from the 20s who's like 80 now, and he's like, yep, I'm a cradle robber.
Dude, that's like the end of the movie. Don't say that.
No, that's not the end of the movie.
That is the end of the movie. I've seen
it
like 10 times.
No,
you just spoiled it.
You're a spoiler.
You're an idiot. Here I am, you know, waging a war against spoilers, and you're the main issue in my life.
Okay, that was
sending
twice.
Me Captain America gifts, and then now ruining all of our
get
our
over
podcasts.
Yourself. Get over yourself.
But that movie, no. So that is, I would actually say that was probably the funniest movie that came out in a.
There's a TV show coming out
in 2017.
I don't know about that though.
No, it actually came out in 2015.
Yeah, they're making a second one of that one, but there's a TV show coming out for it, so we'll talk about that more.
Just to let you know, the main cast, Jermaine Clement, if you've ever seen Flight of the Conchords or Men in Black 3, he's an actor in that. He's pretty famous from New Zealand.
Or the director of Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah, Taika Waititi is one of the three.
Walked in front of me.
He's so freaking funny in this.
They're all funny.
So he's the voice of Korg. If you've seen Thor, Ragnarok, you know, hey, I'm Korg. I'm a rock. But don't let that frighten you.
Yeah, he's also on Voltron. He's on Voltron. He's super funny. Car from Yes Man.
Oh, yeah, Car's in it. No, Car is a Carl.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. It's his boss.
Shoot. No, that's his name. Oh, why are we doing this with names?
Because that's what's charming about our cast. We can't remember.
Norman. His name's Norman.
Oh, you mean Norm, for short.
Yeah. Oh, could that be like my nickname?
Dude, stop giving
can
away
I call
the movie.
You Ka?
Stop giving away the movie. That's
like
a whole
style.
Now people are going to laugh at that only because we told them that it's funny. Hope you're happy with yourself.
I am happy with myself. No, but so. We got What We Do in the Shadows with those three. That's a movie that I recommend more than any other movie ever made. That is the funniest movie. And it's a little slow, but just be ready for like kind of an indie, hilarious.
It's an indie movie. It's
funny. Yeah, some New Zealand in it. Like, it's great.
It's dry sense of humor, which I love. So.
Yeah.
They're subtle.
Yeah, exactly. Another movie that's a little dry, kind of like that, is called So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Does he rhyme about someone stealing his cat?
Yeah. That's right in the beginning.
Whoa, man.
So here's try and figure out who plays the dad in it. I'll tell you, Mike Myers is the main character in the movie. Try and figure out who plays his dad. It's kind of a fun little, I don't know, I tried to have my wife do it and she couldn't get it. And it's really,
really
funny. Yeah. But they're both really funny. And give the first, after you get through like the first 15 minutes, it gets really good. But you have to kind of get through the first bit.
Yeah, it's like 90s Seattle. So you just kind of have to bear with it for a second just to get back in that mindset.
But then it gets super interesting. And it's super funny. the minute he meets the butcher, because the dad has a Scottish accent. She's a butcher, but he's like, oh, you must be the butcher.
You're such a hooligan when you say that.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to have to title this. We're going to have to click on the explicit content on when we're putting this podcast on.
Only on you, dude.
I know, only
just
on
me. Just on your face.
I'll just edit it out.
No, keep it on.
Just on my face.
Just so everyone knows how much of a degenerate you are. The only thing I'm going to recommend, there's old school Bill and Ted, both of them. They're on Prime. That's just an amazing old school.
I've never seen them.
Then that's what you got.
Yeah,
do,
this
dude.
Is for me and everyone else,
dude. It's just awesome. It's hilarious. And then you know, a shout out to our loyalist night of the week, our lady Shelly, who told me that she binged Schitt's Creek. Been telling you to watch it. Should watch it. It's
she
hilarious. She binge watched Schitt's Creek, the first season.
So I'm not really sure if she liked it. Is that like Schitt Creek?
Yeah, Schitt.
Okay, so every time you say it, I'm like, "Geez, Johnny, language."
Well, it's Schitt's.
I was gonna throw my Captain America shield at you. No, my shield. Oh. Language.
Jay doesn't like that type.
Watch your mouth. Yeah, exactly.
And I'll just go tis tis tis. And here's a total wild card. I like it. I was talking to our DM, Eric, about it. It's super hard to get into. It's called The Magicians. It's on Netflix. It's the Sci-Fi Channel did it. They tried to be like, oh, we're Hogwarts meets Narnia. It doesn't really work. But if you get past the first season, it's actually kind of cool. I like it.
The Magicians?
Magicians. It's fantasy. It's kind of a rough first season, gets kind of going. The last season just came out on Netflix, and they started their fourth and got picked up for a fifth. So they're going to have a couple seasons for people to watch in the long run. I personally liked it. It gets better and better every season. So I recommend, if you can power through it, I recommend it. Because it has a little bit of magic. It's a little more hardcore for some people, but if you can just get past that, it's kind of funny. There's some funny scenes, and it's a little intriguing. And it's a little darker, but there's some humor in it. Called
that
The Magicians.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, just a little nugget to throw out there for people if they're bored.
Yeah. That sounds good. All right, well, that's all we have for you this week.
Please comment, and then maybe we'll call you our night of the week.
Yeah, let us know if you hate trailers like we do.
Or if you love it like I do.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Or if you love Toy Story like I do. Sorry, I had a lot of people comment about me.
Johnny, how much
do you hate Toy Story?
Johnny just loves the dumbest things in life. Yeah. Trailers. I want to be spoiled. He likes Toy Story. You know what?
Story,
I hope the Toy Story trailer just...
Magicians.
Yeah, it spoils everything
guess
for
what?
You.
It will, but I'll still... And I will cry in the theater like every other sheep with the soul. Because we have souls.
No way.
We have souls.
Dude, maybe that's the difference. Maybe I'm just not a sheep. Maybe I'm like a goat.
You're a goat. That beard looks like a goat.
Greatest of all time.
Oh, I thought it was like the goat, like the worst person around. I mean, it's a double meaning. Look it up. It's true.
It's true.
All right, guys. Thanks for putting up with us this week, and we'll see you on the flippity flop.